Hey, and welcome to another episode of The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. Yeah, we had to take a couple weeks off. You know how we do with the scheduling and VH1 and everything. But we are back. And I got my homeboy, Justin, in the house. What's going on, my house husband?
Oh, man, just chilling and enjoying this life of a house husband, man. You know how it is.
Double H's all the way up. That's how we do.
H's up.
Now, we didn't just come here to dick around, people. We are here to give y'all some more good advice that you guys tune in for all the time. You know, I was thinking, hey, what are some of the biggest issues that hit people's marriages right now? There are people out there hurting listening to this show, and they say, Rod, Justin, y'all seem so happy. Y'all get along. Y'all wives seem so fulfilled. How can I be like you? I said, easy. I got 9 things that you should watch out for that can cause problems in your marriages. And we're going to talk about it today. Okay. First one off that I'm thinking that a lot of people are not looking out for. Digital communication. Okay. You got to watch out for this. A lot of times you're sending texts, you email each other, you're on Facebook. But what about talking to somebody face to face? When is the last time you called your wife a bitch to her face?
Right. Like, you can't just send that frown, angry face with a bitch behind it while she at work. No, you need to call her at her job and be like, bitch.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same. I'll show up to your work in my house slippers and pretend that I'm got some flowers for you. But then when you come down to talk to me, I'll just cuss you out in front of your boss, because that's what a real house husband does. And that's why a lot of y'all romances is failing right now.
That's right. These emojis cannot express the same way verbal communication does. And that's why your marriage is failing.
Mm-hmm. Number two
is on-screen romances. You can't get enough of fictional characters. You always comparing your wife to someone that you see on TV. You want to look like Beyonce. You want to look like Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing wrong with that.
What you got to do, what I do, I try to have my on-screen romances to on-screen porn romances. Okay? You need to be able to do everything Sarah J can do. That's how I look at it. And if it's not, then I'm not satisfied.
Right.
Because I'm a man, and that's what I demand in my house as a husband.
That's right. I have my woman all the time walking around in high heels and nothing else and serving me dinner.
Yep. I give her an apron to say, don't put nothing else on. You just get barefoot and get in that kitchen.
And sing that Beyonce song.
Sing it. The one I like. Not the mother ones.
Yeah, this not no girls. We not right. No. You don't run a motherfucking thing.
Talk about my big ego.
Right.
Number 3, poor sleep. You gotta get enough rest, guys, in your relationships. Now, what I like to do, wait till Karen comes home, starts telling me about her day, and I just fall right asleep while she's talking to me. Get my sleep right out the way. She's like, oh, you won't believe what? Why? It gets 2 birds with 1 stone. One, you can just, you know, you don't have to listen to her. And then 2, I can get my rest for later on when I want to go out by myself and get on these hoes.
Right. Now, see, I like to take my naps while she's up cleaning and doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, when she's preparing dinner, I want to go take a nap. She's up washing the dishes, I want to go take a nap.
Right. When she goes to work, take a nap.
Right.
When I'm supposed to be working on something at home, take a nap.
Right, because otherwise I won't have the energy to go play basketball with Rod.
Right. What about when you at school?
Oh, then I actually pay attention.
Oh, okay. All right.
I pay attention.
Because it's about you.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And so you guys have to understand the difference.
Get all your sleep when it's about her. You know? That's what I would do.
And see, the thing is, too, she supports that.
Exactly. Because she understood what she got into when she married a house husband. Now, what about number 4?
Number 4, grand gestures of affection. Now, I know you're saying, well, what is a grand gesture of affection? You're thinking, wine at the park? No, that's not it. You're thinking, a car? No, I'm not saying that either. a grand gesture of affection is like when you get ready to bust that nut on her face, mm-hmm. and be like, I love you.
Right. Right. You know, another thing that I think helps out with grand gestures of affection, it gives you a lot of room to fuck up and disrespect them at every turn. And then all you gotta do is one major thing and you right back in off the couch. You know, come home smelling like alcohol, 3-4 in the morning.
Now see, this nigga know that he is always doing other shit like buying flowers, candy, other shit like that. Tell my, he don't do grand gestures. Nigga, please. I seen the receipt the other day when we was hanging out. You goddamn had another ring, Kobe Bryant size diamond, motherfucking flowers, candy. It ain't Valentine's Day. It's the motherfucking about to be winter time out this bitch. Come on, son.
You just get the flowers because you know she has been waiting on you to apologize. So you just grab those flowers from the grocery store when you're on your way home driving drunk, smelling like another woman's perfume. That's all you got to do. One gesture and it takes care of everything. I don't know why people aren't doing this more often.
Now, I'm going to tell you my grandest gesture that I really like to do is every time my woman gets out the car, I like to smack her on the ass and tell her have a good day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number five. One thing that people don't do, they never arguing. Okay. If you never argue, how are you ever going to have makeup sex? Duh. So if you never argue, you might be headed for trouble, guys. It's healthy to come home, smack her around a little bit. You know, it's healthy when she disrespects you in front of your friends and not let you go out. That's the kind of stuff that real relationships are built on.
I love a good argument with my woman. It gives me the opportunity to show her how much I truly love her when I put my hand to her face.
Justin don't love shit. I tell you what he love, shutting the fuck up whenever Turk goes off. Cause whenever I see him get cussed out, oh, it'd be an argument. It'd be two hits. Her hitting him and him hitting that flow and saying, please don't hit me no more. But hey, let him tell it. It's a whole bunch of going back and forth. The only thing I see him going back and forth on is whether he should leave or whether he should wear them shades when he goes out every day.
And see, the last time we argued, I tried to implement this new strategy where, you know, I wouldn't say anything hurtful. And, you know, if she said, like, you know, I disagree, I think grilled chicken will be better for dinner tonight, I say, you know what? You're right. You do disagree. However, I see it. We're doing something else.
Yeah,
and that's how we argue.
Exactly. You just so noted. It's what I like to tell Karen. You know, she's like, oh, I want to do such and such. Noted. And then we do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Right. Noted means you talk back.
Right. You got a chance to say what you had to say. But that's all I got to hear. You know what I mean? Number six, divorcing friends. Be wary of risks between married pals. So if somebody else got a relationship that's fucked up, stay the fuck away, okay? If I walk in the house and I see Karen in here talking to some woman that ain't got a wedding ring on because she talking about leaving her man, oh, she got to go.
I wish Turk would try to console a single bitch or somebody going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm the only one put ideas in your head about what a relationship is like. And if she got a problem, guess what? She can come see me or she can come see my house husband friend Rod, mm-hmm. and we can help her.
Y'all supposed to be friends? What does that mean? You don't got no friends. I'm your only friend.
Right. What the fuck you know about what makes it? I'll tell you what makes this relationship good.
Right. She needs some manly advice, obviously, because she ain't got no man. Okay? And listening to you is what got her dumb ass broke up in the first place.
Out here giving out advice.
Yeah, for free even.
Women. What are we gonna do with them?
Hey, can't live with them, can't hide the body. Well, what's number seven?
Date night. First of all, your woman should never choose what activities you guys are actually gonna do together.
Exactly.
Fuck you mean you have an opinion about going to what movie we're going to see? It's Iron Man 3.
Always. Date night means I'm telling you what date you gonna be going out that night.
Right. Talking about you wanna go on a romantic walk.
You know what I call date night? Fuck night. Cause that's what it really means. I'm fucking, dog. There's nothing you can do or say about it. When I get down like that, it's a, hey, you know the date to have that thong on.
Last time we had date night, you want to know what we did? I sat in the house and played video games, and she fixed dinner like I told her to.
Right. And she said, what day is it? I said, it's the date of the night that your ass is getting in there and making that food.
Make me some lasagna, my favorite.
Number 8, one of my favorites. This is one of the things I think really does hold a lot of relationships back. Apologizing too much. You know what I tell my wife whenever I'm sorry? I'm just joking. I've never been sorry about shit ever. I don't ever apologize. Okay, I'm like a Republican when they talk about our foreign policy. I don't recall that shit.
Now see, I'm kind of the opposite. I tell her she's sorry.
Oh, okay.
Just
okay.
Like that. You're sorry.
You a sorry ass motherfucker.
Just like that. And,
yeah.
And so I guess we're saying the same thing, mm-hmm. but
yeah, yeah, I'm never sorry, but yeah, she always
I
is.
See it differently. Right. You're sorry.
Right.
You're sorry, motherfucker, you.
You sorry ass. I can't believe you came. Like, sometimes I just come home and I'll be like, I don't smell anything cooking. I accept your apology. And then I just walk out and go get my white woman. That's how I do.
And then I'll be like, you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. When I come back, I say, you're welcome, I came back. Okay, because I could have stayed gone with my other family.
I'm still tripping about giving advice to single friends.
Right. What was she thinking?
Apologize my ass.
And number 9, of course, your dreams. Okay? Right. Your dreams can break up a relationship because it's not about your dreams. It's about my dreams.
They'll never understand that when I'm thinking about Halle Berry at night, it's what keeps them around.
My dreams are your dreams. Whatever I want to accomplish in life, that's what you want to accomplish too.
When I dream about winning the lottery, you go out and buy me lottery tickets.
Yeah. You're welcome, by the way, for the dreams.
If I dream about a deck in the backyard, guess what? You're going to go out and build a deck. You're going to YouTube how to do it. Get it done.
And you better apologize afterwards.
Thank me afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I want you to apologize to me for not having done it before I dreamed about it.
That's right. Why do I have to come up with everything for you to think about what to do?
It's crazy how much these women want us to do shit.
You can lead a horse to water.
But look, we gave you guys some good advice, and I think you guys should all take it, and hopefully with our house husband advice, you'll be able to go out and have happier, healthier relationships just like me and Justin have.
They can never be us, man. They just, I don't know if these young boys have it in them.
They don't. Well, I've been getting bored around the house lately, and I've been thinking that it's time for me to talk to Karen about it, because she always seems to know how to help me when I'm going through a tough time. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just, you know, wanted to talk to you. You know, I've been spending a lot of time at the house lately.
I know. Too much time. I know you done apologized and got back up with your boy named Justin and shit, but it's still too much. I need my space.
Well, I just been in a rut lately, and I feel like, you know, maybe I just need to be more creative and stuff. But I love spending time with you, and everything's been fine with
Can't
Justin.
Can't you be
so
creative away from me?
I'm being... First of all, you're not just going to talk to me like this in front of all these people.
Hey, no. I know you ain't raising your voice up at me.
I will burn this motherfucker down. I will throw all your stuff on the curb.
You look here now. Don't have me get nasty up here in this restaurant. I will show my black ass out.
I'm sorry. I just need time that I have to figure things out so I can create more and be a better, you know, house husband to you.
And I told you, you need to be creative, but you need to be creative away from me. You know what? Why don't you start that music thing, that rapping shit that you was doing before? What was that?
Oh, you mean back when I was Sweetwater Tavola?
Yeah, that's the name.
Get back in the studio, or?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I should do that.
I think that's something you should do. If you want to be creative on that shit.
Okay, well, maybe I'll take you up. I'll think about it, okay? I'll think about it.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that he's talking about getting back on that rap shit. In fact, it's my idea. Cause y'all know what? He's really, really bad at it. He's really, really sucks at it. And he's not even creative. Because we live on Tyvola Row and his name is Sweet Water Tyvola. That shows you how goddamn creative he is with that name. He is terrible at it. Him and his brother got together, y'all, and made mixtapes. Motherfucking mixtapes. Are you for real? And they went traveling and shit. Word. Who in Detroit really heard your ass? You know, it's a broke down city. Yeah, he need to get back on that shit, because I'm just tired of him being in my goddamn face all the time. I don't care what he does.
You know, I was just thinking about what Karen said, and I think she has a point. Maybe I do need to get back in the studio. I did used to be pretty good. Me and my brother actually went to Detroit one time, and like all these people were partying because we were performing and stuff. And I need more of that excitement back in my life. So maybe next week, I'm going to sit down with Justin, and I'm going to ask him, hey, you want to be... a backup dancer or something when I go on tour and become a star. He'll probably be down with that because he ain't got shit going on in his life anyway. But that's been it. Just remember, guys, that we have another...
Hey, you ain't finished yet. Did you start rapping yet, nigga?
This has been another episode of The Real House Husbands. We'll be back next week.